Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Settle an age old argument that happens in many homes in Ireland. Adrian, can you please bring up a topic on your show about animals sleeping in the bed? Excuse me. Our beloved dog Alfie is getting on in years, and more recently my wife has taken to letting him sleep on the bed with us. I allowed it at the start, but he's a big dog now, so it's just getting out of hand. I never sleep a wink with the dog wriggling about. We even had an argument about it last night, which resulted in me sleeping in the spare room. I'm sick of it. I love my dog, but I think it's disgusting to have him in the bed. Please have a conversation about it. My wife listens to the show all the time, so hopefully the listeners can make her see sense. And that is from Gary is his name. Gary, thanks very much indeed for your message. And by the way, if there's ever anything you want us to talk about, you can throw us a WhatsApp at any time, night or day, to 087-188-0008. So Gary's issue is the dog in the bed. Now, as I said, in our house, it's become more common, let's put it that way, that the dog is there more often than not. And a lot of people say it's very good for your mental health. I find it kind of chillaxing, I have to be honest. It used to bother me a little bit, but it doesn't really now. But it's interesting to see some of the reaction that has come in straight away. People saying, absolutely no dogs in the bed. I love my dog to pieces. She sleeps in the utility room or on occasion during the winter at the fire at night, but she knows she can't go up the stairs. How cruel! Having said that, I know lots of people that won't let the dog up the stairs. Gerben, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Gerben?
Hiya, Lynn. Thanks so much for falling in for Niall.
No problem.
Great. So I'm totally in favour of sleeping with cats and dogs in bed, or any pets for that matter. I think it's great for mental health, as you just suggested. It's also great for comfort and security, I think, and for improve immunity. I don't know if you heard, but research has also shown recently that it's also good for combating germs, for example, if you...
And, say that again, for combating germs.
Yes, exactly.
I would have thought the exact opposite.
Yeah, so no, the research has shown that definitely, but it's great for comfort and security. And, you know, you probably hear about dogs been barking at night when they left, for example, in your utility room. If they're sleeping in your bed, you don't get any barking. And barking is just a way of talking, of course. And same with cats. Now my cats, while I'm talking, is actually purring next to me. And purring is a sign that sees comfort, and comfort vice versa, great for mental health, and so many other benefits as well. It also increases your sleep quality, believe it or not. Of course, it's nice to have a partner next door as well, and a partner who appreciates your cats.
So in your bed then, you sleep with the cats. How many cats?
I have two cats.
Oh, two cats. And the two cats sleep the whole night on the bed?
Sleep the whole night on the bed, yes, exactly. And they come and go. For example, to be honest, I have my mum sleeping here once. Now, I have one cat who is a bit louder snorer than the other cats. And then she gently asked her to put the other cat outside the room, but the other cat slept on her bed. You know, it's like humans. There's loud snorers and there's lighter snorers among cats, just like there's among humans. So there's humans and cats and dogs are very much compatible in many ways, because we're both mammals, if you like.
Now, a lot of people, whilst, you know, they might have a tolerance for the dog sleeping on the bed, but two cats, ew, no.
No, it's absolutely great. So have you ever tried it yourself, Adrian?
I wouldn't be a big cat fan now, I'll be honest. Wouldn't be more of a dog man.
But do you have a cat? Do you have a dog yourself?
I have two dogs and we have a cat as well, but I wouldn't be a big fan of the cat.
they give a try to
be a fan.
So at least that maybe, if not on the bed, maybe just in the room, that for starters. Have you tried that? Just try it tonight. Or try it a couple of nights and see how you get on. And maybe tell us on the show in a few weeks.
You want me to report back? So you, okay.
Exactly. Would that be...
Is he an hour? It was going to be like a zoo. You see, here's the situation. We have two dogs, right? One of them would sleep on the floor and the other is on the bed with us. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And you want me to bring the cat in as well?
Yeah, so a lot of cats take the cat along with dogs just as well. I don't know if your cat and dog grow up together.
They have grown up together. Yeah, so they're good buddies and all that.
It should be fine. They could be sleeping next to each other. Try it first, maybe with a little couch, maybe in your bedroom or something. And if that works, maybe on your beds. Just try it. So it can't hurt. It might actually improve your life in bed. I won't go into personal details, but you probably know what I mean.
Okay, so I have to try. As I said, one of the dogs sleeps on the bed, the other sleeps on the floor, and mm-hmm. you want me to bring the cat in as well. I'd have to move out.
No, definitely not.
Oh, definitely not. Okay.
I say just try it. Just maybe put a dog first and then a cat next, or vice versa. And then just in a little chair or comfortable chair inside the bedroom, and just try it. I'd say.
Well, okay, stay there for one second, because Karen, I can hear you cringing on the phone here. I can see you squirming.
No, definitely no animals at all in the bed.
No, but not in the bed, on the bed.
No, whatever about possibly in the room, right?
Mm.
But not in or on the bed. No.
No.
How could you sleep? No.
Like a baby.
How comfortable it is.
Well, no, I'm not overly happy about Gerben saying I should bring the cat in as well. No,
I'm dying to hear your report back on that one.
So am I. I mean, text me missus now, tell her the cat's coming in as well tonight. But
have the whole farmyard in the room.
Yeah, no, it is starting to feel like a farmyard, all right. So, okay, do you have animals?
Yeah, no, I have a dog, and she is very much one of the family. She's like my fourth child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on holidays at the minute, but we didn't bring her with us. So Garvin is probably, you know, shouting down the phone at me because I didn't bring the dog. But she has her place in the house, and that's in the utility at night time. That's her bedroom.
In the utility room? Garvin's
going, yeah, well, she has a lovely bed. She has all her bits in the utility room.
She's in beside the washing machine.
It's a really nice utility room, as far as utility rooms go.
While you're upstairs in your lovely comfy bed, the dog is asleep beside the washing machine.
She loves this. She loves it there. And then during the winter, when the fire's on, she sleeps off the fire or on the sofa or whatever. But utility room, she mans that back door. That's her job.
Okay, so she's the guard dog at night as well.
Well, yeah, it's great security having her there.
Have you ever let them have you ever let the dog into your room?
The kids have brought her upstairs a couple of times, and you know she's delighted to be able to go up. But I wouldn't have her sleeping in the bedroom. Not even that. It's the hair on all the carpet. Jesus, no, no. I love her. I love her dearly. I'm devoted to her. But no. It's an animal.
And the animal has no place upstairs. The animal should stay downstairs.
Absolutely. They should be inside at night time, not outside. But not upstairs in the bed. No.
Oh, you're such a cruel woman. Gerben, what do you think of this woman? The dog sleeps beside the washing machine.
Yeah, it's... I mean, that's for her. But I definitely won't do it. Like, what if the washing machine is on? You know.
Yeah. What if the washing machine is on?
Jesus, lads! I'm on the washing machine. I'm not going to put the washing machine on.
I know, but the cost of living crisis. We're being told to put the washing machine on at night time. So.
Well, I'm one of these stay at home kept wives. So I do it at off peak times anyway.
Oh, okay. So the dog doesn't have to sit there.
The noise
of the washing machine.
I wouldn't do that to her. No, she's in my mum's at the minute because we're away, and it wouldn't surprise me if my mum had her in the bedroom.
Okay. So she gets spoiled when she's with your mammy, but
I spoil her. I do spoil her.
Okay,
she's inside all the time. She's my shadow, but I wouldn't have her in the bed. No. I have three kids in the bed.
As they say, and Gerben was saying, it's good for your mental health.
Where are we all supposed to fit in this bed?
Well, you're big as your dog. What sort of a dog have you got?
She's a golden retriever.
Oh, she's big enough then.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
You couldn't be having a golden retriever on your bed, Gerben.
Well, I had a dog similar to, when I was in my childhood, I had a dog similar to a golden retriever on my bed and against my mom's wishes. But after a while, she actually accepted it. And as a kid,
you slept with a golden retriever?
I slept
or,
with something
that size dog?
So similar. It was like a German Shepherd kind of dog. But
I would be afraid the dog would get a fright or something during the night.
And then,
what if they snapped or what?
And then were you saying that you get a lot of hair? Actually, you get more hair actually from humans in the house than actually from animals. And now, for example, cats. I don't know if you know that they clean after themselves. They even clean after themselves when they do that thing outside. So they do the same like at home. So at least at my home, yeah.
Okay, so you believe it's good for your mental health, it's good for the dog or the cat or whatever. We should all be sleeping with our pets.
Yes, and if you have never done it, just try it, basically. It can't hurt. Just give it the benefit of the doubt.
Now, I sent a message to my wife there a moment ago saying the cat's coming into the bed tonight, and she's received the message, but no reply. So that
no
says
reply.
No reply. There's no reply.
We can talk
in.
About it. It's free to talk about it, isn't
we'll,
it?
We'll discuss it, yeah.
We'll discuss it tonight and see how it goes. And
stay there for a second, Gerben. I want to bring in Sharon. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Dogs, cats, we should have them all in the bed with us, according to Gerben.
Well, fair play to Gerben.
Right, okay. I'm taking it that that's not your cup of tea at all.
No. We adopted a dog last year. We were 2 years talking about it, but we adopted a dog. Yeah, last year. And he slept in my room for the first night when we adopted him. And after that, it was downstairs. I didn't sleep a wink.
No, that's only because he was brand new in the house.
Yeah, I know.
He's probably on edge, do you know what I mean?
He was.
Only getting settled in.
Well, where he sleeps now is he has a bed in beside the sitting room door. He doesn't sleep in the sitting room. He sleeps in the kitchen. And he has a bed in the utility. So he has two beds that he can choose to sleep in. But he has free roam of the house all day.
Right. Another washing machine dog.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And, okay, so you're basing this decision on the first night he stayed in your house, and you might find it very therapeutic to have him on the bed with you.
No. No. It was fine for the first night. I know he was getting used to us and used to the house and all of that. But he, when I go to bed at night, every night I just say, Bailey, into bed. And he's actually sitting here on the couch looking at me as I'm talking to you. And he'll go
so
into
bed. So what's the difference between having him on the couch and having him on the bed? What's the difference?
I don't want hairs on
But you've got
on
hairs on
bed.
The couch.
Yeah, but I'll hoover the couch. I'll hoover the throw that's on the couch. I won't have... He's not allowed on any of the beds. He's allowed to go upstairs with us. It is his house. He's...
Now, well, you had Karen a moment ago. Only for the kids, the dog is not allowed up the stairs.
No, he will follow me everywhere. Everywhere. When I'm at home, when I'm not working during the day, he will follow me everywhere.
Hmm. Okay, so no to the dog in the bed. What do you say to Gary, who's the guy who sent us the message in the first place, who... he never sleeps a wink. They had an argument, himself and his wife. It's become more and more of a thing. He's not happy at all.
It's a tough situation, but I mean, the dog, obviously, his wife wants the dog in the bed. And
she does, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, like, it's a tough situation. I wouldn't like to be having that argument with anybody, but the dog would not win. definitely okay, think the dog would not win in my house.
Sharon, thanks very much indeed. No to dogs in the bed so far. Vinny, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. Okay. You wouldn't even have the dog in the house, never mind the bed.
Not in the house, lately. Not even in the house.
Okay, stay there for a second. I'll be with you straight after the break. By the way, we did say we'd bring you information from Budget 23 as it comes in to us. From this budget, there will be zero VAT on newspapers, HRT and nicotine replacement products. So they're going to make it easier for you to give up cigarettes because nicotine replacement products will become cheaper because cigarettes are going up by 50 cent a packet. I don't know how much a packet is now. I gave them up last February, so you kind of lose touch. But I would imagine it's nearly at €16 now, something like that. Yeah, not far off it. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, also the 9% VAT on hospitality is not extended beyond February. And that, of course, is a lot of people believe because of the extraordinary prices that some in the hotel industry were charging over the summer months. Now, let's go back to the dogs. And this is a conversation that literally divides our nation right down the middle. For every person who's sending me cute photographs of the dogs lying on the bed, and there are lots of you sending in cute photographs of the dogs lying on the bed, there are others that say, ugh. Absolutely not. In fact, Vinny, you don't even let the dogs into the house, let alone the bed.
Not a chance. Not very simple, Adrian. I just don't get it with human beings and animals. For instance, what's that gentleman's name? Gerwin, was it?
Gerwin, yeah.
Gerwin. I'm sure when he goes out, he's taken out in a lead. He's talking about animals as if they're human beings. He said they'd ward off or fend off germs. Now, let me put that into perspective. We've all seen dogs licking their testicles and their anus. Now, and then they lick a child on the lip, all over the face. I don't get that. That's unhygienic. He also said a cat would go out into the back garden, and after it finished its poop, or whatever the expression he used, they clean themselves, then they come in, and they jump up on counters around the kitchen. I've seen it. Now, that's totally unhygienic. Totally unhygienic. So having an animal in the house, Adrian, over time, the house starts to smell like of an animal. Now, I've experienced
But you kind of get used to it, Vinny, now, to be honest.
No, but they're outdoor creatures, Adrian. They're outdoor creatures. The kennel, what do they sell kennels for? Animals. Keeping an animal in the house.
Now, stop it. Now, stop, Vinny. Now, hang on. We've moved on. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, our dog was out the back in the kennel. It's like a doggy tenement building.
That's why they have these coats that we don't have. Outdoor creatures, Adrian. Keep them in a kennel.
No, I'm not having this, Vinny. No,
well,
I'm not. No.
Hold on. Or what about when you see them, as I said, the places they lick, and then they lick a kid on the lips, lick the people on the face, on the lips. Where are they coming from? That's germ spreading. And that guy Gerwin said that they fend off germs. I don't know where he's coming from. I'm sure. I just don't get that. A dog.
So many. How many dogs have you got, Vinny?
Oh, none. I had me way, Adrian, if I had me way, I'd get rid of half of the dog.
Now, Vinny, stop it now. Stop. You're talking to a dog lover here now.
Well, we had dogs growing up in the family when I was in the early days of my life, but they were kept. My father always said that a dog will never come into his home. And rightly so, because they shed hairs. They're unhygienic, Adrian, and a house will smell of an animal over time. Now, there's the facts. And a dog licking a child on the lips, the face, shit, this moron, that is totally wrong. It's common sense, common sense. So I don't get it with people having dogs on beds. That just makes me cringe. I just can't take that. A dog in a bed.
Okay, but you don't have a dog, so you're not a dog lover then.
Well, I had a dog when I was younger.
I know, I'm talking about now. You're a grown man. You don't have a dog, so what would you know?
No, no. And if I had one, it'd be out the back in a kennel. That's why they have these coats. To keep them warm through the winter. It's just very simple. They're not indoor creatures. You said
but they are. They've become family parts of the family.
So you let a dog lick your children on the lips, do you? Would you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't be a big fan of that, no.
Well, you see it happening all the time. Jump up here, the dog jumping up on the settee and licking the face off people. And it's after been licking its testicles and its anus. Where are they coming from, Adrian? Am I wrong here? I just don't get it. And that guy saying they fend off germs. They pass germs. That's a fact. So, dogs for me, no-no. And then you see loads of them out in the streets and they're crapping everywhere and you get blind people walking into it. They walk it into their house, all over their house. They don't even know. They're not going to affect. No. Dogs should be limited. Dogs that serve a purpose should be kept. And I think other wild, beastly dogs should be exterminated. That's my take on that, Adrian.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at the messages coming in and nobody's agreeing with you, Vinny. Firstly, okay, some people agree with dogs being kept outside. Not many. Yes. Not many. Working dogs, maybe, but other than that, no. And actually, Garvin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, yes. I'm just horrified about the comments.
Oh, horrified, yes, I should think so.
Completely horrified about the comments. Dogs and cats are under ecological law. And so I brought in my cats, which I rescued, of course, because I would never buy a cat or a dog ever. So it's proven research by the Sleep Foundation. The Sleep Foundation, which is a tributal institute, that it actually boosts the makeup of the bacteria, it's going to go down. So basically found in your home. So
okay, so it's healthy to have cats and dogs in your house.
It impacts your immunity, so in for the benefit. So it improves your immunity. Now, we've just survived COVID. Most of us survived COVID. We've been to a rage of immunization and vaccinations. Now we should be concerned about immunity. Now we should be concerned to bring in the dogs and cats inside, which are boosting immunity.
Sorry, Vinny, go on. Yeah,
come in there.
Yeah, go on, Vinny. Yeah,
can I just say to you, Gerwin, you talked about cats going out in the back and doing their doors out there and then cleaning themselves. And then would you let that cat lick you on the lips after it's just pooped in the back garden and cleaned itself? You let the cat lick you on the face, on the lips? Would you allow that?
I find your the comments just really disgusting. Sorry to
would
say
you
that,
allow that? Answer the question, yes or no. Would you allow a cat to lick you on the lips? Yes or no?
I have no problem with that whatsoever because I've not gotten any germs from dogs or cats.
He's basically arguing, Vinny, that
my health is
your house will be a healthier place if you have dogs and cats. Okay, stay there for 1 second, both of you. I want to go to Niamh. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Niamh.
Hiya, how are you?
Niamh, dogs in the bed, yes or no?
On the bed, not in the bed.
Okay, on the bed. Yeah, okay. And do you have dogs on the bed?
I do, and long story short, I started off with one dog, didn't go up the stairs, then I eventually let her come up, then another dog, further and further, upstairs, sleeping in the landing, then on the bed, then she wanted to move up the top of the bed, etc., etc., but not in the bed. I think humans, there's a lot of humans that are very unhygienic.
Yeah,
as I said in my text, you know what I mean? The people who are complaining are probably the same ones that don't wash their hands after picking their nose, you know?
And what do you say to somebody like Vinny who thinks that there is no place for dogs in a house at all, let alone upstairs and in the bed?
Yeah, I don't agree with that because they're social creatures. They're not supposed to be out the back on their own. And we, from the beginning of time, am I right? We had to build a place to live in. We didn't ourselves. And dogs should be indoors as well, warm, with their family. They shouldn't be left out on their own. They're social creatures. They're lonely. And even two dogs at the back, they should be in out of cold. He doesn't have to have them up in his bedroom. I know he said he doesn't have any.
No.
But,
and Vinny, I'm just looking at the messages coming in. I think the consensus from our listeners is, please, Vinny, don't ever get a dog.
Well, I wouldn't be in the house. Can I ask that lady a question? Has she got a dog? Yes.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And would you let your dog lick you on the lip?
No.
You wouldn't? No. Well, most dogs lick people on the lips. Why wouldn't you let yours? Most dog owners let the dogs lick them.
Because I'm hygienic and my house is clean and I keep the dog clean, so there's no problem.
So you wouldn't let the dog lick you on the lips, though? Would you?
I wouldn't let anyone lick me on the lips.
you've seen dogs licking children on the lips and owners on the lips, on the face, on the lips, after they've licked their testicles. Do you think that's hygienic?
It's not going to kill them, is it? It's not going to kill them. It won't kill them.
It could give them some diseases.
They could, yes, it could give them. It could give them some diseases.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the bottom line is, Vinny, you think people shouldn't have dogs on their beds or in the house.
They want to go to a DIY shop, get some wood, and box up a kennel. Make a kennel, throw them out the back. That's the secret. Get them out the back, and you can you play out in the back garden with them, take them for a walk, but certainly not in the house. And in the kitchen, oh, when I see a dog in the kitchen, Adrian. I just cringe. Okay. I can't take that.
I think you better steer away from dogs.
There you go.
Vinny, great to talk to you as always after all these years.
Thank you,
thanks very much indeed.
Bye.
So if we settle this argument about the dog in the bed, I don't think so. Well, we're split down the middle here. We are literally split down the middle as to whether the dog should be in the bed. I'll squeeze in one. Did I play Paul's message? I'm not sure that I did. Okay, Paul's
Adrian
message.
Paul here. Love the show. Absolutely not. Not a chance of the two dogs up in the bed or in the bedroom. They sleep, they're outside during the day and there's a big shed there where they're in for shelter in case it rains while I'm out of work or whatever. At night they sleep under the stairs with lovely cuddly blankets and it's nice and dark and it keeps them nice and calm and quiet. I wouldn't leave them out at night, I wouldn't do that to the dog. But however, never in the bed, I'm afraid, never.
All right, Paul, thanks very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions. Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.